The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." And when Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." And Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." And he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" And so Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" And so they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus.
In third grade, we lived on Grant Street in Milford, Massachusetts. It was an old New England neighborhood, and right next door to the house, in the midst of this neighborhood, there was a tiny little church, Bethany Assembly of God. And some of the neighbor kids went there for Sunday school, and back then you could just pop in and no one would do anything about it. So, periodically, I would go to Sunday school with them. And then, afterwards, I'd walk down Walnut Street to St. Mary's Church for Mass. But I remember being in the basement, and at the start of every class, it was a chance to show off how much you know. Bible verses. What Bible verses did you memorize? And there was a racetrack mounted on the wall in the corner where we were. And everybody had a little race car, and you got to move a space around the racetrack for every Bible verse you memorized. All the other kids, they were like halfway around the track. And then there's Chris. Upholding Catholic tradition. one space off the starting line. The verse that I had memorized? John 11:35. The shortest verse of the Bible. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. It really is an interesting verse. Jesus wept. You know, all Lent, we have followed Jesus. Good man, doing good. He wrestles with temptation and evil personally. And he comes out a winner. He walks with the mightiest of prophets on the mountaintops. And he's unflappable. He talks with the undesirables of society, the loose living, the blind beggars. He befriends them. He's more than good to them. Gradually, we are getting the image of God revealing himself to all of us. And it's a nice image. It's a comforting image, a reassuring image. It's a powerful image. This is the God that we can get behind. This is a God that can really excite us. This is a God that we need. This is a God that we want. And then this. Jesus wept. Jesus breaks. And he breaks publicly. Not in private, but there for all to see. It's undeniable. Jesus wept. Jesus breaks. God cries. Lazarus is dead. His friend dies. This is not some stranger that is in need of healing. This is not some teachable moment to make a point to the crowd. From the inside out, Jesus is struck by tragedy. Jesus wept. God cries. This is a very, very striking image of God. This is not an image of God who is above all of our experience. This is not the image of God who's all powerful outside of the world, pulling the strings to make things happen. God who gives us everything that we want. Rather, this is the human face of God. God crying too. God touched by what touches us. God overwhelmed and speechless in the face of tragedy. God who walks with us, shares with us, relates to us. This is a striking image of God. And if you are moved by this image, touched by this image, just you wait. Just wait for all that God has to reveal to us in the weeks to come.